Hi, Kevin Murphy here. You're listening to Conversations with Kevin, a show about innovation, creativity, product, and purpose. It contains all the ingredients that make up what Kevin Murphy is and what we stand for. So I'm Kevin Murphy, and this is Conversations with Kevin.
Welcome to Conversations with Kevin. I'm Headmaster Nathan Gorman. I wanted to take the opportunity to introduce you to two new and very exciting additions to our scalp spa range. We have scalp spa treatment and scalp spa serum. And if there's a lot of S's in there for me, there is, but that's just it. I'm just going to have to wear it. These innovative new products are packed with, of course, skin-loving ingredients. And when they're used in combination with our original scalp spa scrub and wash, they're going to nurture your scalp back to health. And that helps ensure that your hair and future hair growth has the best possible conditions for growth and fortitude and strength. So today I have two special guests, two of my favourites actually. We have Jennifer, or Jen Barty, our Global Associate Marketing Manager. Welcome, Jen.
Hi, Nathan. Thank you so much for having me back. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, great. And my good friend and colleague, Wade Blackford, Design Director for Styling. Hi, Wade.
Hi, Nay. Hi, Jen. Great to be here today.
Right. I'm sure this will be fun with this combination. Okay. So now is the time to use the best ingredients of science and nature in combination to give you at-home wellness solutions for scalp health. In fact, a lot of the research is showing that really one of the biggest consumer trends is a movement to the best of nature and the best of science. And we've always had that at Kevin Murphy. That's something that I'm very proud of. As you know, we always look to those advances in skincare, and we research ingredients that have potency and that help nurse the hair and scalp back to health. But Wade, why now?
Well, Nate, for quite some time, people have reached out with either kind of intermittent or ongoing scalp issues, and this in turn can affect the quality of the hair. And we wanted to look for solutions that would not only be problem-solving, but gentle enough that it could be used very regularly for them as well.
Great. I'm going to give you the ugly question, Jen. What kind of problems?
Yeah, thanks for that. Well, to name a few problems, that would include an irritated scalp, dull hair, buildup of product, oily scalp, or just a plain angry scalp. I'm sure anybody who has scalp issues has experienced any one of those. Mm. And this may be over the whole scalp or just in confined areas.
Mm, it's true. It's absolutely true. So we're passionate about mixing ingredients like plant oils, esters, and other additions from science and nature that would balance and actually help the scalp to remain balanced, which is a big point. And calm, but enough teasing about this, Wade. What's the first extension to the regimen?
Well, the first extension, Nathan, is the scalp spa foam. I'm excited about this one because I get a bit of an angry scalp myself. So I'm looking forward to being able to soothe that down and calm it down. So we looked at new technologies that are going to give like a rich and luxurious foam. And through advances in propellant technology, we have an exempted VOC. And what this means is that the compounds are determined to have a low photochemical reactivity. This is really important because it allows us to create a concentrated foaming mask that is designed to relieve sensitive scalps and restore scalp health via a rich and silky foam.
Mm, that's great because, you know, often in manufacturing, it can be really a problem to put products into a bottle that's actually very useful to use at home. And that's what I mean in terms of propellants and things like that. So just for listeners, a VOC is a volatile organic compound, and we know that there has traditionally been some problems with those, but we're now moving into a whole new arena in technologies, and that allows us to make such a luxurious foam. It also adds value by removing dirt and excessive oils from the scalp to keep it fresh and healthy, which I love. The calming and soothing and nourishing thick foaming mask doesn't weigh the hair down and can be used alone or in conjunctions with other members of the scalp spa family. Jen, we are banging on about skincare for hair this time. I'm so excited to see, will that tagline come back? It's one of the things that attracted me to Kevin Murphy as a salon owner 15 years ago. What are some of the hero ingredients here, and how do you suggest we use it?
I'm so glad you asked. I geek out over ingredients. It's one of my favorite things to talk about. So for best results, you want to add this to your self-care regimen once a week. Mm-hmm. I like to take my time and massage the satiny foam in and leave for about 20 minutes in the hair. The key skincare for your hair ingredient here is hyaluronic acid, which helps smooth the hair and offers hydration as it helps to seal in the moisture. Since it offers usable moisture, it is even perfect for those with an oily scalp. Another skin conditioning ingredient that helps to clear the scalp is carrot root extract and is used in conjunction with our hero product that is throughout the range, which is celery seed extract, which may help to greatly improve the scalp condition and resilience.
Right. And thank you for saying all that, like Nigella Lawson talks about cooking, really. You made that sound like that. that was actually lovely. So next we looked for something, I know, well, ingredients I love as well, Jen. So we looked for something that would give both targeted relief for problem scalps, but that is gentle enough to use all over. So Scalp Spa Serum, there's a lot of S's in that for Nathan, is a lightweight and fast-absorbing leave-in treatment that provides instant soothing and balancing relief for an irritated scalp. It's silky and safe for everyday use. When or where it's needed, I actually am obsessed with this product and I'm using it all the time. But Wade, how do we use the serum for listeners and how does it fit into the whole regimen?
Well, Nath, I'm glad you really love it because I do too. I actually been using this one quite a lot and it really does sort of calm things down and gets rid of those little hot spots that I tend to get on my scalp myself. You can use this one all over your scalp as part of like your home care ritual, or you can just treat just the areas of irritation, which I was just talking about then, where you can, you know, you might have a little itchy or a hot spot on your head or a dry spot that you can just apply this to. It's got a targeted application, so you can use the tip of the actual bottle itself or the serum packaging, and you can part the hair where it's needed, whether you part dry hair or damp hair, and you can just part the hair and apply it exactly where you need it to go.
Great. And as with the scrub and wash, celery seed extract, as Jen said, is a key ingredient across the entire regimen and it can help to soothe the moisturised. But Jen, what are some other key ingredients in your best Nigella voice, please?
Yes. So another would be witch hazel water, which just like it does on the skin, it can help to tighten and tone, and it combines nicely with other ingredients that have balancing properties. We also have rose flower oil in this silky formula to help promote the very best scalp health and lend problem-solving attributes to the range of issues.
Fantastic. And how often do we use it?
You can use the Scalp Spa Serum every day as needed or desired. Obviously, it's a weightless formula and will help you target those areas that you need it the most.
Great. Thanks for a perfect introduction to these two. Let's move on and take a deeper dive into the features and benefits. So I want to go back to the mask and I'm going to call out, Wade, you and I were filming content with Kevin a few weeks ago and we were experiencing the mask, but how do we actually use it?
So basically how you want to use it is you want to part damp or dry hair. So you can use it on, you know, freshly washed hair, or you can apply it straight onto dry hair itself. You want to part it into sections and then basically you stripe it along the scalp. You can then massage it in and then rinse it out after 20 minutes, or you can apply it as well as Kevin said he likes to do, apply it to the scalp and let it absorb by itself down into the scalp. It's going to help relieve sensitive scalps. It's going to be calming, but it's still going to be gently removing impurities, so you end up with like a clean and clear scalp. It also helps to balance and soothe and nourish the scalp. But while it's doing this, it does it very weightlessly.
It's amazing. It really is a return to our skincare for hair and focused on that. Let's see how I do the ingredients compared to Jen. So it has celery seed extract, which is to soothe and hydrate an itchy scalp, and it can actually help to reduce impurities and regulate sebum production. And those problems can be associated with either a dry or an oily. So it's great. Regulation is the key word with celery seed extract. Carrot root extract is a bit of a hero ingredient that people have been talking about lately, and it's designed to condition the skin of the scalp, and it can actually assist with clearing along with that moisturising of a dry, clogged scalp. And for those who, like, a clogged scalp can be a little bit of folliculitis, it can be just a bit of irritation on the scalp. The real skincare ingredient is hyaluronic acid, and this is like a magnet for moisture that helps to relieve dehydration. So it adds hydration and smoothing, and it's a true skincare ingredient. Jen, I'll let you take the honours with the Scalp Spa Serum.
I'd love to. With the serum, you can use as needed, like we talked about earlier. Start by parting the hair and apply to areas of the scalp that need treating. It may be used on dry or damp hair. And I know we're like, we keep repeating that, but it's important that you know you can use it really anytime. And then you just leave it in. Mm. It helps to balance, calm, soothe, and nourish the hair. And of course, it's weightless.
Right.
So the key ingredients here are celery seed extract, which again is across the line for our scalp spa. As we know, it soothes and hydrates an itchy scalp and can help to reduce those impurities and again, regulate the sebum production to help solve the problems associated with excess oil or a dry scalp. Of course, my favorite, which is rose flower oil. Rose flower oil helps to assist in calming and soothing an angry scalp. I can also really smell it when I use it. So it's almost like, what is it? Aromatherapy when you're using
yes.
I don't think we can claim that, but that's what I feel like when I'm in the shower. Lavender oil, of course, helps to nourish your skin, as well as help to balance this, balance scalp health.
Well, I think that's important. And it's why we use lavender in so many of our formulations at Kevin Murphy, really, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, we've got the core pillars at Kevin Murphy, a fashion performance environment. And Jen, you're here. You're our marketing guru to speak to some consumer information about this. So between yourself and Wade, let's do it. Why don't we start with fashion?
Sure. So now more than ever, it is important to take time to care for your scalp and hair health. It's super important. COVID-19 related stress has caused renewed focus on hair loss and breakage, as well as overall health for hair and the scalp. It is one of the most important things that you must have to ensure that your hair is cared for and assist in the health and growth of your future hair. Wade, what do you have to say about this? What do you think?
It goes back to our skincare for your hair philosophy. And that's, you know, which is what everything around Kevin Murphy is built on, and especially Scalp Spa. The entire Scalp Spa line is packed with skin-loving ingredients that help nurture your scalp back to health. While doing this, it's reminding you to take a little time for yourself and engage in some self-care, and your hair will definitely thank you for it.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, as mentioned, it's the skin-loving ingredients that are really the potent ones here. So that is all about the performance, isn't it? So it's performance now, Jen.
Yes. All right. We're back to ingredients. I'm just so excited because, you know, it's like my favorite thing to talk about. And celery seed extract is the star ingredient in our scalp spa regimen and was purposely chosen to help detox the scalp from any irritants and then soothe it, resetting the scalp for healthy, clean hair.
Yeah. And the hyaluronic acid is one of those hero skincare ingredients that helps to pull the moisture in. It smooths and hydrates the hair. On the scalp, it works like a magnet for moisture to help the skin feel and appear hydrated, plump, and healthy.
Right. In conjunction with our Scalp Spa Scrub and Scalp Spa Wash, Scalp Spa Treatment and Scalp Spa Serum, complete our scalp regimen. They're the optimal products for laying a healthy foundation for beautiful and healthy hair. And that's really important because, you know, it takes a well-nourished soil to grow plants. It's the same. It takes a well-nourished scalp in that kind of way as well. So environment is something very close to our hearts at Kevin Murphy. We spoke about the low VOC, but let's actually go into a little bit more detail to help you with any questions you may get from your clients in salon.
Yeah, well, at Kevin Murphy, we really do care about the environment. And we look for resources that are sustainable and renewable. With this one, it's vegan and gluten-free. And our ProViron Mist found in our scalp spa treatment is a VOC-exempt, non-flammable, non-ozone depleting propellant that helps reduce climate impact without sacrificing the performance. It's truly a breathtaking ingredient, and it's the first of its kind.
Well, I think it's true because you can actually like spray it like, you know, mousse was sprayed in the 80s. So it's quite a powerful flow of product and very easy to use. So it's wonderful that we're now starting to develop and work with people that have solutions that don't actually affect the environment. So, Jen, can you take some marketing on us with the opportunities in the market? I mean, what is the research showing? I have read some articles about COVID and how that's affected people's hair growth and stress levels. And we know that, you know, with a high level of cortisol, you don't necessarily grow the best quality hair. And there's lots of things around that. But what is the research showing?
Yeah, there's a lot to share here. As I mentioned earlier, COVID-19 related stress has caused a surge in focus on hair loss and breakage, as well as overall health for hair and scalp. I know I had more than a shedding season last year, and I was worried about it. So looking up at this research was amazing. So 35% of women in the UK who use scalp hair products do so to encourage healthy hair growth from the follicles. Also in the US, 45% of consumers are placing a higher priority on their mental health well-being. The simple act of applying products to the scalp can contribute to a lessening stress. So I'm huge on skincare. So working for Kevin Murphy and knowing that we think of the same philosophies as skincare, obviously for skincare for your hair. Facial massages have been promoted by skincare brands as an easy addition to self-care routines, and this can extend to the scalp as well. We also have scalp claims that have previously been viewed as niche are they're now expanding. So 75 to 85% of European women, and this was particularly gauged in France, Spain, Germany, and Italy, agree that caring for the scalp can improve hair condition. And I totally agree with that. Also, according to Mintel, 18% of hair care launches in Europe in 2019 made reference to scalp care.
I think that's really interesting, Jen. I actually think that one of the things, I mean, what was it like, what did your grandmother say that you had to brush your hair 100 times?
Yes. Or,
is that what that was? Yeah, it was 100 strokes
it was 100
or something.
Times, yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
I think that there's a lot of things that our ancestors knew about health and scalp health that actually improved hair quality that we've forgotten. And I think that it's really interesting with these formulations that we're going back to some of those more ancestral beliefs. And I do know that the marketing team has worked very hard on something, the scalp spa brush. And I'll get Wade to start. But, Jen, I want you to jump in and tell us the extra stuff you know about it because you've been doing a little bit more research as we've done our go-to-market calls. So I'll leave it to you and Wade.
Thanks, Nath. Well, seeing how you were talking about brushing the hair, we'll talk about brushing the scalp.
They call that a segue, Wade.
So the scalp spa brush, I actually really love this. It really makes a big difference when you're actually washing your hair, whether you're using the scrub or the wash. Even with the conditioner, I've been using it to massage the scalp as well. So it's ergonomically designed to fit in the palm of your hand. And it's going to gently massage and help to exfoliate the scalp as well. So it's got ball tip bristles, which create a luxurious spa experience with the scalp spa products. And in line with our Kevin Murphy sustainability values, the handle of this brush is actually made from biodegradable plant starch.
I think that actually that stimulation of the hair follicle and, you know, is a very, very important thing. I often find, Wade, I don't know how you feel, but it's often the clients with the tightest, driest scalps that have the finest hair or have some hair kind of growth problems. Do you find that
as
well?
Yeah, I definitely think you're right on that, Nathan. I think in my experience working with clients, it is those clients that have that really kind of tight scalp that tend to have finer or, you know, hair that feels a bit weaker and not quite as healthy as someone who has a relaxed or loose kind of feeling scalp when you actually massage it. So I think something like stimulating the scalp, massaging with a brush, is something that can really help to promote that blood flow through the scalp and really promote healthy hair growth.
Absolutely. I mean, if you are the type of person that gets headaches, you carry your stress in your head, which means that your muscles are actually tightening. So even listeners, play a little game, like try and move your scalp. We don't just give you a beautiful massage in salons so that it feels good. We actually give you a massage to move the scalp, to kind of help break that muscle tone as well. So I'm hoping Jen's got a little bit of information for us now, or I'm in great trouble.
Yes. Going back to what Wade said about it being our scalp spa brush being biodegradable plant starch, here's a little bit of information for you so that you know how long it's going to take for this to break down. So for the composting condition, it will start composting at 58 degrees Celsius with action of microorganism. The body of the brush could be biodegradable through CO2 and H2O. In a landfill, it takes about 2 to 5 years to degrade, and the final outcome causes no pollution to underground water as well.
Well, that's important, and I know that 2 to 5 years sounds like a long time, but when you compare it to the infinite life of plastic and, you know, I think that that's actually a win-win, and also the fact that it's active with just CO2 and like carbon and oxygen. I think that, you know, at Kevin Murphy, we look for opportunities to do things better and, you know, to create a brush that actually will help you like that. So, Jen, let's stay on you. I'd like to speak to some of the marketing resources that we actually are launching in conjunction with the line extension.
Yes, of course. So far, our marketing resources, which can be utilized by our distributors, educators, and salons, we have the Launch Me and Deal Sheets, which have already been sent out to our distributors. So if you haven't received that yet, keep an eye out for it. Also, next month in June, we have social teasers starting on all of our channels, which look amazing. Next, we have our global launch, which will be in July of this year. And of course, our normal assets will be available, which are our K News, our website will be updated. Of course, this podcast, which is the best of all the assets, and KMTV episode.
Well, great. And I think that just about wraps it all up. It's been a pleasure to speak about our two new additions to our scalp spa range, and that is the treatment and the serum. You notice I dropped the S's in that now. With skin-loving ingredients, a real return to our skincare for your hair philosophy or tag at Kevin Murphy. So if you use it in conjunction with our scrub and wash, it's going to nurture your scalp back to health, ensuring that your hair and future hair growth has the best possible conditions for growth. I think that that's really important. And Jen, just to throw you in there, we don't really imagine extending that line anymore. It feels kind of complete for a while now, doesn't it?
You are correct. As of right now, unless something comes up technology-wise that we just feel we have to include, this completes the line. We cover pretty much all the bases.
Great. Okay, so well, it's goodbye to you, Jen. So anything you want to say before you sign off?
No, just thank you so much again for having me. It was so fun to be here with you and Wade.
It's always a pleasure. Goodbye, Wade. Anything to say?
Oh, no. It was great being here again today and getting to talk about one of our newest regimens, and listening to you talk about all the stuff and the ingredients is always a pleasure. So thanks, Nate. Thanks, Jen.
Oh, thank you, guys. This has been Conversations with Kevin. I'm Headmaster Nathan Gorman, and thank you to Jen and Wade. Till next time.